The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Woof Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Executive producer Leslie Griffin here, and I just wanted to say before we get this episode started of Connected with Lindsay Marie, thank you so much to all of our Facebook followers, to all of the YouTube followers on Connected with Lindsay Marie and on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie. Your support in these social media channels also really helps us get the word out of really important local community events that are coming up, and it really helps the local nonprofits as well. We love having guests on. We love having people on. So if you know anyone that would be a great fit for this show, feel free to contact us. And if you just want to keep up to date on a little bit more stuff that's happening in and around Muncie, definitely like us and follow us on Facebook. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Muncie, Delaware County? Happy Saturday. We are back with another Connecting Point. And I know I get excited every episode, but I'm excited, per usual, right? I've got three amazing individuals here in the studio today. I've got Miss Jasmine Taylor. What's going on, Jazz?
Hey.
And I've got Mr. Marquise McClendon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm glad to have you. And DJ Trey Beats, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
Yes, oh my gosh. And listen, DJ Trey Beats, I had never met you. So like, it's nice to have a connecting point right here at the studio. Nice to see you. For those that are listening, I mean, what we're doing right now, like, we are here to talk about this upcoming Unity Fest. All right. It's happening on May 18th. And this is, you know, the premise of our conversation today. But there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff happening amongst you amazing people that I love spotlighting things like this. That's the point of this show. So I'm glad you're here. You know, let's kind of dive in real quick. I always like connecting points. So what is something that our listeners may be able to connect with you on? Like, how would someone have already known you? Like, yeah, I know Jasmine, or yeah, I know Marquise. What is a familiarity point?
Well, I'm active in my community. I am a music artist, a charted music artist.
Nice.
I'm a father.
Okay.
So you may have seen me on your TV. Maybe you've seen me in your community. Or at the park with my kids. I don't know.
So. Yes. Or off the mic, we talked about your hats.
Yes, ma'am.
Your hats are part of like the brand.
Yes.
It's part of you.
Yes.
Like if I see you out, Marquise, without a hat, it's going to make me feel weird.
Oh, yeah. I won't step out without one now.
Yes.
It's part of his identity.
It is. Yeah. It's part of him. Like I can only imagine there are people that may not know your name.
Yeah.
They say, oh, the one with the bright hats.
Yeah. Somebody did it to me today when I walked in. They was like, I just saw media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was a whole different outfit, but. It helps. So when you see me, like if you see me perform and didn't know my name, when you see me again somewhere, you'd be like, I've seen him.
Yes.
I've seen him before. So, and it brightens up your day, you know.
You do. So. And your smile is awesome.
Thank you.
I've been seeing you everywhere in the community. So I'm glad you made time and you're right here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, I love it. All right, DJ, you're up next. How do people know you? Give me something. What's the connecting point?
So me, my name is David Bond. How people would know me is by DJing everywhere, being musically inclined in the community, spreading nothing but positivity, good vibes always, and really being a father, that's first and foremost, and then just always being the best person that I can. So when people see me out in the community, they're always like, oh, that's DJ Trey Beats. And I'm like, what's going on? Some
yes.
Some people call me DJ Three Beats,
mm-hmm.
but it is DJ Trey Beats for sure.
I love it. I love it. I'm glad you're here. And lastly, Lady Jasmine. Jasmine Taylor, I mean, what thing are you going to talk about? I mean, because you have so many connecting points.
Yeah, so I would say for those who don't know me, first want to introduce myself as an entrepreneur. I'm a community activist. I give back to my community on a daily. I have a passion for the community of Muncie as far as the capacity of children and youth and helping keep families together. So I would like to be known more for my community involvement.
Yes, and you're doing it, girl. I see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, listen, so Project Paradise, this is you, Marquise, right? So anywhere that someone sees Project Paradise, this event is being presented by Project Paradise and you, Jasmine. So let's talk a little bit. Can we talk about this collaboration? How did it happen? And of course, we're going to jump into what Project Paradise is. How did you guys collab?
Go ahead, Jazz.
Basically, back in February, we were in the room with MBS Consulting out of California, the Muncie Habitat, and then National Habitat for Humanity. And basically, the conversation was community safety. What can we do to help the community of Muncie? Because our streets have been, plagued with gangs, street violence, fighting, poverty. So how we can find solutions for those problems. And so they asked me to put on Unity Fest. They gave me full rein back in February. Thank you to everybody that came out. We had over 150 kids in attendance. Mm-hmm. It went really well.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And then Marquise, if you don't mind me sharing, he had recently got released from jail. Yeah. And he hit me up. He has a passion for the community similar to mine. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to give back to the children and youth. And he like, Jazz, what can I do? I heard that you're doing great things. Mm-hmm. How can I be involved?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So he started coming to those meetings and we just took off ever since.
Yep. And it's been great.
Project Paradise, that's all you.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me some. I mean, where did this start? I mean, I see that you give opportunity for studio sessions, songwriting, photography. Give me some more. This is amazing.
So I've always recorded kids for free, but once we got a team, we decided to, start a nonprofit. So we focus on it's directed towards the youth. Mm-hmm. We focus on, like you said, singing, songwriting, production, videography, photography, and then music is just how we get their attention. Then we start focusing on mental health, trauma awareness, violence prevention. Music is like therapy through rhythmic expression. Mm-hmm. So Trey Beats helps us with the production side of things. So if a kid wants to be a producer or a DJ or just learn how to play an instrument, he knows how to play every instrument.
Oh, my goodness.
So he plays a major role in Project Paradise. And then Ruben, he is a cameraman.
Yeah.
And he teaches kids how to work the camera if they want to be behind the scenes. And do video edits and stuff like that, photography and videography.
Yeah.
And it's been great. Like, this is how we get their attention and we become mentors. When I walk in the room and say, who all loves music? Every kid raises their hand.
Every kid.
And then now we got them. Now we become big brothers and sisters and we just go from there.
I get excited at stuff like this because I was that kid that needed you as a child. I needed that outlook. And, music gives you a release, right?
It does.
And it wasn't until I became an adult that I realized, oh, you have a voice that people actually like to listen to or, just being able to express myself in that way. So I love that you're doing this for children and in collaboration with Jasmine. Before we go on break, I do want to hear a little bit more about the Young Entrepreneur Launchpad that you are doing.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So the Young Entrepreneur Launchpad really goes with what you were saying, being that program that I feel like I needed as a child, because having that entrepreneur spirit, I look back, I've had it ever since I was at least 5 years old.
Oh, my gosh, yes, you have.
Yes, I've always been innovative. So the Entrepreneur Launchpad, we want to focus on growing the local economy. We want to help build an equitable future for the kids, because a lot of these kids, they are coming from, generational poverty and have systemic barriers that they need to overcome, and entrepreneurship can help with harm reduction and just helping them see other outlets than selling drugs or robbing or, just committing crimes that, often happen in low-income neighborhoods.
Yes, I love this, Jazz. And, I mean, all of you, what you're doing is so important because, in order to get to where you want to get, right, that destination, there are barriers in the way. And so when Marquise, you talked about trauma and being able to address that with young minds and give them an outlet creatively, that's just so powerful. It gives them a positive distraction, right? Yes. So Y'all are doing it. I'm very excited about this. After the break, we are going to talk more about the Unity Fest. I know this is the second one, Unity Fest 2, right? So after the break, let's dive into it, talk a little bit more about community, the power of collaboration. We'll be right back after this on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie.
Don't forget to follow our mom on YouTube and Facebook. See ya.
See ya. We will be back.
On Connected with Lindsay Marie.
Say ya. TC.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, we are back from after the break here. And if you're just joining us, I am here with Ms. Jasmine Taylor, Marquise McClendon, and DJ Trey Beats. The three of you all are collaborating on such an important event coming up, Unity Fest. We talked about, you know, some of the backstory, you know, in the first half. This second half, I really want to talk about community, because that's one of the things that our city, you know, we do well, you know. Despite some of the challenges, things of that sorts, Muncie shows up, and I love that. So let's talk a little bit about just some of the community investment here with the upcoming Unity Fest happening on May 18th.
Well, shout out to Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
They actually hired me to do community development, and I'm so appreciative of that, because it's like them stepping into our world a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we need people like them, and they need us to be their resource to the community.
We need allies. So it's just so important to have allies to build those partnerships, you know, to be able to network, because none of us, you know, we can't do it alone.
We can't.
It's power in unity. It's power in numbers.
Yes. There is.
And you mentioned, like, how I dress. Like, I love the fact that they ain't asked me to change the way I dress. Like, I can be myself going in. I dress like this for my interview.
Yes.
I dress like this every day I go in there. Mm-hmm. So it's them accepting me for who I am and showing other organizations to work with people like us.
Come on.
Because this is really how you do community. You can't have a community organization or not-for-profit or business without community members. You have to involve and have their voice, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And community is not a cookie-cutter thing, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, we don't all look alike. We don't all dress alike. We don't come to the table the same. So when you said that they've allowed you, I mean, you are just completely yourself. You showed up at interviews like this.
Yeah.
Like, that now gets me excited in my career coach hat, right? Because I tell students all the time, show up as yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, you want to be presentable, but this, it connects with young people. Mm-hmm. Your look makes you so approachable and someone that is so relatable in our community. And I love that. I absolutely love that. And we, you know, folks, I'm sure, because I see you in so many places and talking with, you know, folks, you know, names in the community, like, people see your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Before they see, well, we see your hats too. But we see your heart when we talk to you.
His heart is bigger than the hat.
It's huge, which is so surprising, ain't it? Like, that hat is awesome. But your heart is beautiful. So I love what you're doing here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about just, you know, you guys talked off the mic about Incredible Messengers, a way that Habitat for Humanity has put you all in positions to really make a difference. Let's talk about the Incredible Messengers program.
Yes, so Incredible Messengers, Irvin Light, and other organizations, they brought ATC, which is an organization out of Washington, D.C., that specializes in taking people who have transformative stories, who have transformed their lives, who have maybe experienced childhood trauma, you know, been in a criminal justice system, just taking those people and allowing them to be mentors.
Yes.
So they do a three-day training, which is a deep dive in how you can help these kids either get out the streets or not go into the streets. Because a lot of times people are in gangs and don't even know they're a gang member.
Wow.
Because that's the people that they can connect with.
Right.
So just learning how to make those connections with kids was one of the biggest things that Credible Messengers, that was part of their messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning how to be, you know, approachable and transparent about your story. Because a lot of us, we have been taught to hide everything in a closet. It and that our past defines who we are. That's just not true.
Not at all. Not at all. Because I'm telling you, like I always say, I don't look like what I've been through, right?
Yes.
And that's, I mean, you couldn't have put it on y'all for me to believe any of your past, right?
Right.
I mean, you are not defined by that. It's a launching pad.
Exactly. And I also say there's purpose in our pain, because a lot of what we've been through, you know, it was a cry for help. It was what we were doing at the time that we thought was best for the situation or resources that we had at that time. So, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely. And I love that you guys are those examples for young minds, young people to look up to and see, oh, wait, they did it, so I can too. You know, it's important. It's important.
It is.
Absolutely. So, all right, Unity Fest 2. The 2, emphasis on the 2, because this is the second one. All right. So it's happening May 18th. Give me some details, guys. Like, give me some details of the event.
So Unity Fest 2, it is a youth spotlight. We're going to shine that light on all of our youth around the city.
Yes.
We got youth vendors. We got an art show, an art station. Yeah. So kids can go out there and paint. We got some good artists coming out to help them kids. Meals to be Made Training will be doing a 7-versus-7 football game out there. He's got some of the top athletes around the state.
That's Jameel
coming.
Smith.
Yes. Shout out my brother Jameel Smith. We got games out there. Thank you to Connection Corner for giving us those games for the kids.
Yes, and then I want to stress the fact, y'all, this is a free event. Do y'all hear me? Free. Bring your lawn chairs. This is a family-oriented event. We're going to have a mini fashion show put on by Urban Beauty. Those models are ready to rock the runway.
Yes.
We have youth vendors coming from the Young Entrepreneur Launchpad, so they're going to have some of their products and services that they have to offer the community. So come out, bring your love token, be ready to support them.
Yes.
We have the obstacle course coming. And like Marquis said, we have youth entertainment. Mm-hmm. They're going to be expressing themselves through rapping, poetry, singing, dancing.
Come
we
on.
Have steppers coming from Anderson.
Okay.
And they do such a wonderful job. So this event is really about to be lit. But last but not least, we have a special guest coming.
Bobby Shmurda.
Yes.
Coming all the way from New York. And he will be talking about his nonprofit, which is Prevention Before Cure.
Okay.
And that whole relationship came about because I went to New York to link with Bobby, and he took me to the detention center in New York, and we went and talked to the kids, and he knows about my nonprofit. So while we was there, he was like, "Why don't you bring me to your city?" And we
look at God,
and it just happened just like that. So
yes,
just off of a relationship. This
yes.
We didn't have to pay him to come talk to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just met him that same day, and we just clicked. And he was like, "I'm gonna come to your city. I love what you're doing."
Yeah,
and our city is loving it. Like, we need this. It's bringing people together. We're not charging nobody to come in. We're not charging these kids to get on stage in front of people. DJ Trey Beats on the ones and twos. He's gonna make us have fun out there. So it's like Jasmine said, God is working.
He truly is. And then we have community tables out there. I do want to shout out the Boys and Girls Club Muncie, Project Leadership, and then Courageous Hearts, which is actually a grieving support group for the black community. Because a lot of us, you know, we don't want to go get that help. So they'd be out there, too, to offer some of their services. So I do want to shout them out.
Oh, this is amazing. Did we name the location and time?
Canaan Commons. We did not say that.
Yeah, location for our listeners. So it's happening at Canaan Commons.
Yep, Canaan Commons, 600 South Walnut. That's downtown Muncie, right by the old YMCA. The time is 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Amazing. I love it.
Did we hit everything
down? I think we did it. And what a location. Bring your children out. This is a time that, I mean, come on. Seriously, this is a family-oriented event.
Safe space.
It's positive. It's great vibes,
food,
like you said. Come on, we got to eat.
Bounce houses.
We got to bounce.
Come on.
Yes. Let's go. And I want to say this, you know, for anybody listening, if you're working with children and youth, remember this statement: nothing about us without us. We have to make sure that we always include the children and youth. They are our future.
They are.
And we have to start building that relationship with them. And this is the perfect way to do it.
I love it. This right here. I love that, Jazz. And lastly, we're about to wrap up, but you guys have an event page. How can people find the event page and say, yes, I'm going?
Yes, so you can find us on Facebook at Unity Fest 2. That is our event page. And then I'll go ahead and start with my socials. You can follow me on Facebook, Jasmine Taylor, and then also my business page, Urban Beauty.
My name is Marquise McClendon. You can find me on any platform.
My name is DJ Trey Beats. You can find me on any platform at DJ _TR3BEATZ.
Come on. I love it, you guys. Listen, this is why this show exists. everyday people doing amazing things in this community. You know, you guys are everyday people. You're touchable. You're, you know, reachable. You're easy to access, but you are doing extraordinary things that are so big in this community and really making a difference. So I appreciate every single one of you for being also part of my vision right here at WMUN. And listen, those of you listening, thanks again. We'll connect back on next Saturday with another episode. As always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.